Do you think that God overlooks sin? Do you think that he's soft on sin? Well, I'm going to deal with this today on Seeds of Truth as we talk about the grace of God. Your speaker for today is Chuck Burden, and I'm a member of Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Now, this is on Route 10, just before crossing into Hopewell. The question I asked earlier may seem absurd, but many in the world live their lives as though they believe that God overlooks or is soft on sin. Many believe that because of God's grace, they won't be held accountable for their sins, no matter what they do. Nothing could be further from the truth. And as I've said many times before, we learn the truth from studying God's Word. So as always, I ask that you grab your Bible, a pencil and paper, as we study what God has to say on this important subject. The Greek word for grace is charis, and it means unmerited favor. In other words, God has provided salvation for sinners, and it's unmerited, unearned, undeserved. There's nothing we can do to deserve or earn the grace of God. But we need to understand why we need God's grace, what his grace really is, and how we come in contact with it. We need God's grace because without it, we would be doomed by sin, doomed with no way out. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We learn in Romans chapter 6 that Christians were slaves of sin prior to becoming Christians. This is true no matter how good you are, no matter how nice you are, no matter how many good works or deeds that you do, until you obey the gospel of Christ, become a Christian, you are a sinner. Now, this is not to say that a Christian cannot sin. Certainly a Christian can sin, but Christians can repent and receive forgiveness of sins. However, you cannot begin to receive forgiveness of sins until you become a Christian. The consequences of sin is that it separates us from God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 reads, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." Romans 6:23 lets us know that the wages of sin is death. This death is a spiritual death as a result of separation from God. His face turns from you, and your prayers are not heard. 1 Peter 3:12 reads, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." This spiritual death, if not corrected, could become eternal separation in hell. Now, if the story stopped there, we would be hopeless and helpless because of the guilt of our sins. And this is because we can't remove this guilt on our own. We can't run away from it. We can't hide from it. And we can't work it away. It doesn't matter how good we are. We're all sinners in need of salvation. We all need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge that we're sinners. And we need to realize the state that we're